Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop at Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Barry Witzel from Village Northwest Unlimited. They're celebrating 50 years this year, and we will talk with him right after this.
Enjoy the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to serve delicious food, creations, and, as always, amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with a tremendous menu of appetizers, homemade pizza, steaks, and to bring you back for the return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 3 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, 11 on Saturday and Sunday. Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC. Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition is the newest outlet for top shelf liquor, quality smokes, and gummies to help reduce pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and convenience of the all new drive up window on the east end of the building. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town. In studio with me this morning, Barry Witzel, the Chief Executive Officer of Village Northwest Unlimited. And you haven't been there the entire 50 years, though.
No, I haven't been there the whole 50 years, but been there for the last 20 years.
Okay, and thank you for coming in this morning, by the way. Yeah, we were talking before we went on the air. 50 years ago, when the Village started, I was a senior in high school, and you were somewhat younger than that.
Yeah, I would have been 11 years old when the Village first started, because I was born in 64. So.
Oh, my. 1975 was a very good year.
Yeah.
It was a very good year for Sheldon and the Northwest Iowa area community, and with the unmet needs of the people that the Village serves.
Yeah. You know, back in 1975, people with disabilities were served more in institutions versus community-based organizations like the Village, and that's kind of how the Village got started back in 1975. Is there was kind of a movement to move people out of state institutions and into community-based organizations, and Bob Hogeveen, our founding CEO, was a principal at the high school here in Sheldon at the time, and got a call from somebody in Clear Lake, and that kind of ignited what became the Village today.
And one of the advantages, one of the many advantages of the Village over the institutionalization, is the sense of dignity and respect that is afforded your residents that would not be in an institution.
Yeah, you know, that's really one of the great things for people with disabilities these days. Is the mission of the Village is about purpose, privacy, and dignity, and it's been that for the last 50 years. And it's what drives us. It's how we do things on a daily basis. But it really gives us the opportunity to bring that purpose, privacy, and dignity to life for each individual that we touch at the Village and have touched in the last 50 years.
And we were talking a little bit before we went on the air. And ironically, the person that is the CEO of the Village now is at that time, way before it was thought about, but your father-in-law was on the original Village board, Jim Short.
Yeah, Jim Short is my father-in-law, and he was one of the founding board members when Bob Hogeveen and Dr. Ken Furtick first started the Village. And so it's kind of ironic that 50 years later, as we're celebrating the Village's anniversary, that I sit in the chair as the CEO, and Jim, who is still living, 93 years old, he lives in Iowa Falls now, We still talk about the early days of the village and how it's changed over time and what I see currently as I sit in my seat as the CEO. So kind of a unique perspective.
And usually when Jim's in Sheldon, he stops in and visits for a while and just has a great time. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy.
Yeah, heart of gold. And I mean, that's what those guys had back then that started the village. They wanted to make a difference, and they've made a huge impact in the lives of many people.
It was a labor of love.
It was. You know, it started out as an economic development initiative for the community of Sheldon, and it has been that.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, it's been an opportunity for people with disabilities to live life with purpose. It's been hope for families who have a child with a disability that they have the opportunity to have their loved one come to the village and get that mission that we talked about of purpose, privacy, and dignity. And as you talk to families who have come to the village, that's one of the biggest things is their hope and their security that their loved one, after they pass, will still have a place that they can call home.
Absolutely. And you talked about it starting as an economic development project. That's become just the gravy.
Yeah. You know, when it first started, there were a lot of organizations and individuals that came together, and the Christian influence in Northwest Iowa is strong. And the village, you know, we hear the acronym, it takes a village. Well, it really is a village community project. You know, we've got employers that employ people with disabilities. We've got volunteers that willingly give of their time. We have donors that give, you know, their resources. We have employees that are passionate. Some have been at the village for 40 years, so they've grown with the village. And then the community support that we get, and you see that when it comes out, like at the Run, Walk, and Roll and the Independence Day celebration. I mean, the community in Northwest Iowa really support the village. And so it wasn't just economic development for the community of Sheldon. It was economic development and a better world for all of us here in Northwest Iowa.
Absolutely. Now, you showed me a picture, an aerial photo of the village in 1975 with one home. And how many residents did you start with?
So the first residents came to the village July 1st, 1976.
Okay.
And there were 40 in that original group.
Oh, my.
And of the 40, we still serve two of those individuals
today,
49 years later. If you know Bob Stewart and Keith Crum,
okay,
those are the two individuals that were in that original group. And we still have the opportunity to serve them today. And just great guys.
And they're loving it.
They love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of your residents, or at least all of the ones that I have ever been exposed to, love the village. They love the people. They just love being there.
Yeah. And I think that's credit to our staff. Our staff do a wonderful job. They love and care for our residents. Actually, the residents are a second family for us. They get to know us on a personal level. They know our kids. They know our spouses. They know what we do on the weekends. We know what they do on the weekends. We help them celebrate their birthdays, Christmas. When loved ones pass away, we're there mourning with them. And so it really is a nurturing environment, a second family. And it's a privilege for all of us to be a part of the 150-some lives that we serve at the village.
Again, much like the people that organized the village in the first place, it is a labor of love for all of you folks.
It is. I mean,
we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about where the village has gone since it started in 1975.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. NCC is there to help you succeed.
NCC has a 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. That means you're more than just a number at NCC. Instructors will take the time to get to know you as a person. They'll know your name and not just your student ID number, and they'll take the time to listen and to help. You'll also be taught by your program's actual instructors, not just a teacher's assistant. NCC, your success is our story.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town with Barry Whitzel, CEO of Village Northwest Unlimited, celebrating 50 years. And I imagine there's quite a disparity between what it cost to build the original homes and what it cost to build the most recent ones.
Yeah, in the first phase, I guess you can call it, of building, we built three homes on our campus. Those three homes cost, per home, $138,000. In 2020, during the pandemic, we built two new homes on our campus, replacing some of the old ones as we've been progressing here. Those two homes cost $1.1 million each.
You know, when you think about it, though, 1975 to 2020, probably comparable costs.
Yeah, I would think there's probably, you know, inflation has brought the cost of everything up, but it's just amazing to think that here we were building homes now for 1.1, and back then it was 138,000. But back then, that was a lot of money too.
Oh yeah, yeah, and a lot of change, a lot of things in the newer homes designed into the newer homes that weren't there, I'm sure, in the older homes.
Oh, most definitely. You know, our new homes are designed to be totally accessible for people in wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. They've got double wide hallways, zero entry. Coming into the building, everything is designed to accommodate a person in a wheelchair. We have lifts that take a person from their bedroom to their bathroom back to the bedroom. And that's for the safety of the resident, but also for the safety of our staff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now, let's talk just a minute about the Wantsink Center at Village Northwest Unlimited. Tell me the history of that.
Yeah, so the Wantsink Center was built in 1978, and that's when we also built another three homes on our campus. But the Wantsink Center is named in honor of Dick Wantsink, who gave the original 27 acres that started the village. And Dick Wantsink was a farmer here in Sheldon. Dick was never married. But when the village was in its infancy and just an idea at that point, Dick Wantsink called Bob Hogeveen, our founding CEO, and said, "Hey, will you come down to the Eagles? I play cards down there in the afternoon. Will you come down and talk to me?" And so Bob got Dr. Ken Furtick, who was our co-chair, to go with him. They went down, and Dick said, according to Bob, what Dick said to them is, "You know, I hear about this idea of the Village Northwest Unlimited and serving people with disabilities." And he said, "I have one question for you." He said, "Will the village be able to serve Bill McAlpine?" And many of us remember Bill McAlpine, longtime resident here in Sheldon, and his family. And they said, "Yes." And he said, "How many acres do you need?" And they said, 35 to 40. And they said, "Yeah, that'll work." And he ended up giving 27 acres, and that's the 27 acres that the village sits on today. And so in honor of Dick, and he made other contributions during the life of the infancy of the village, that's why the Wantsink Center is named the Wantsink Center in honor of Dick Wantsink.
You know, I almost wonder if Bob's chin hit the floor when Mr. Wantsink said, "Yeah, that works."
Well, it was really, I mean, a catalyst to getting the project off the ground.
Absolutely. You can come up with any great plan, but if you don't have some place to put it, it's just a great plan.
Yeah. And it also ignited the capital campaign that was put together then, because now you got the land. Okay, now you need the money to build the homes on the land. And they saw the generosity that Mr. Wantsink had. And so that ignited the whole campaign and we had liftoff.
Fantastic. And of course, now looking at 2025, you serve a few more residents than you did back in 1976.
Yeah, the original homes had 16 people living in them, 8 men and 8 women. Now our new homes only have 6 people living in them. But we have a license for 52 ICF ID beds on campus.
And what ICFID is?
Intermediate Care Facility for Individuals with Intellectual Disability.
Okay.
You know, and then the program has expanded out into the community as well. Mm-hmm. And so we right now have 15 group homes out in the Sheldon community. We have two apartment buildings that we operate. So it's really expanded over the years, and we're serving a little over 150 people right now.
And a lot of these people, especially the ones out in the community, are just that, out in the community. You see them on the street. You see them in the stores. You see them working in local businesses. You see them in churches. They're an integral part of the Sheldon community.
Yeah. The Sheldon community has really embraced people with disabilities and partnered with us in so many ways. You know, you just talk about employment. There's 45 individuals that we serve that work competitively in the Sheldon community. Competitively meaning they're paid and employed by that individual business. So, I mean, you think of that, 45 people that are working out in the community. And then we have another 36 that are in group-supported, small employment-type group settings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the community has really rallied around the village. But I think the village has also benefited the community in that, you know, I'll take like my three children. They have always grown up around people with disabilities. They don't see them as people with disabilities. They're the same as you and I. They maybe are a little different, but all of us are different in some way, shape, or form, and all of us have our own disabilities.
Everybody's unique, without
exactly.
question. And, you know, the you talk about the ones that work in the businesses in the community. That goes a long way toward helping fulfill the village promise of dignity and the other words escaping.
Purpose.
Purpose. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. You know, we're all kind of defined by our jobs,
mm-hmm.
and our jobs give us purpose, but at the same time, our jobs give us the dignity of earning a paycheck, spending our own money, and the power to spend that paycheck. So
absolutely. So let's talk for just a minute, the time we have left, about what you guys are doing as you approach the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, so we have a number of things. We have a 50th anniversary committee that's kind of planning all the activities for this year. We kicked it off with the city of Sheldon and the city council doing a proclamation to recognize 2025 as the village's 50th anniversary. In May, we're going to be burying a time capsule by the front door of the Wansing Center. It's to be opened in 2050.
You get to dig the hole?
Hopefully, I'm still here when we open the hole,
well,
but I'll also be here to help dig the hole.
Okay.
But we're going to put a number of things in there, you know, like a copy of our current annual report, current financial statements, list of all of our employees, all of our residents, all of our directors, our volunteers. We're going to put pictures of all of our homes and businesses that we operate, copy of some fast facts, a comparison between 1975 and 2025. You know, just general things. What was the price of a gallon of gas? What were eggs? Although we won't talk about eggs right now, they're so high priced. A letter from Bob Hoogeveen as the founding CEO, me as the current CEO. We're going to have a book that was written by Jan Furtick, the wife of Dr. Ken Furtick, that she wrote about the early start of the village, a timeline of village history, a picture of the three CEOs. There's only been three CEOs in the last 50 years. A picture of Dick Wansink and Bob Hoogeveen and Dr. Ken Furtick as they're looking at the land that Dick Wansink donated. So we're going to have that time capsule that we'll bury in May. Also in May, we're going to be doing a cookout for all of our donors and all of our volunteers. We're going to be partnering with the O'Brien County Cattlemen's Association to serve that. Over 1,000 invitations are being sent out for that. So it could be a large number of people we're going to be feeding.
I would almost guarantee it'll be a large number of people we'd be feeding.
Yeah. We have 50th anniversary apparel that we're sharing with staff and our residents. You know, earlier you and I were talking about dances.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be having a 70s-themed dance for our residents.
Very cool.
So that they can dress up, you know, in leisure suits and bell-bottom pants and all that and celebrate 1970s.
Hey, now, that was cool back in the day.
You're still cool, Tom.
You're very sweet. Thank you.
You know, the biggest thing that the public is going to see is when we do our run, walk, and roll, coming up on June 7. We're going to try to get 500 people participating in that.
Wow.
In honor of the anniversary. We had 483 last year, so we're about 17 people
short.
Away.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. But the biggest thing that the public will see in helping us celebrate is our annual Independence Day celebration on July 3rd. We're going to have more food booths, more inflatables, more games, and the fireworks display that we're going to put on, Tom, is going to be fabulous.
Well, it's always fabulous. It's just going to be more fabulous.
More fabulous because we're going to double the amount of fireworks that we're going to shoot in the same amount of time that we normally shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
So Jerry Postma, who's our Director of Admissions and Quality Assurance and Residential Services, he's in charge of the fireworks display. He says, in his words, we're going to light up the sky.
Apparently, yeah.
And so we want to invite everybody to our Independence Day celebration when that comes up July 3rd, because it's just going to be a great time, and you're going to help us celebrate our 50th anniversary in a very meaningful way, and also our country and our mm-hmm. independence.
Well, and if folks want to know more about the village, they can go to your website. What's that address?
www.villagenorthwest.org. Village Northwest is all spelled out. Northwest is all spelled out. VillageNorthwest.org.
Okay. Or if they want to talk to you about more information, they can probably get a hold of you as well.
Yeah, just give us a call at the Village, 4873-324-4873.
All righty. Congratulations on 50 years. That's one of the coolest things that I've thought about in a long time is the fact that we can celebrate 50 years of that kind of service to the people right here in Sheldon, Iowa.
A lot of pride for Sheldon and Northwest Iowa and the people that we serve.
Absolutely. Barry Witzel, CEO of Village Northwest Unlimited in Sheldon. And I will be back with more on Talk of the Town right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger and Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Thank you for joining us for Talk of the Town this morning. Talk of the Town presented every Monday through Friday morning at this time by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon. This program will be posted as a podcast at kiwaradio.com. If you missed part of it or just like to hear it again, you can go there. It will be posted sometime later this morning. And if you tune in again tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Talk of the Town, we will talk to Sheldon's East Elementary Principal, Jason Groendike. Talk of the Town every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM Radio.